Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And a real tribute to President Biden. He has been a great president. He has accomplished, we've working together, have accomplished so much.
I'm tired. Sick. And tired of love.
You know, he's our president right now. He has experience. He has qualifications. I won't say if he's best or if he's not.
I'm guessing you're not inviting the president to join you here in the campaign trail anytime soon?
No, I am not.
What's that about?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
To open a new storefront on the main street. How they buy inventory from local businesses. The whole community benefits in one way or another, economically, not to mention psychically.
I kind of close my eyes and an image appears in my brain.
That's called having a thought, Lynn.
I don't expect you to understand, Bob. You'll never understand the psychic realm. Psychic!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Someone says, why are you dumping on GOAT, greatest of all time, meaning Tom Brady? He gave us 20 years of joy. He was the best. He was the best quarterback of all time. He's still close to the top of the heap. But I don't care about his personal travails in his marital life, you know? I got any more than I care about the royal family. It's just not interesting to me. Both of them got more money than God. It's just not a big deal to me. I'd rather read about the British couple. There's another story in the New York Post today. There's a British couple that was kidnapped in South America and fed to crocodiles. Not alligators, crocodiles. Now that's a more interesting story to me personally. 844-500-4242. You know, there's a statewide races going on and legislative races going on in Massachusetts, and we're following them. And there's all this controversy about the Republicans, and it's a shootout in the lifeboat. It's turning into the Republican Party in Massachusetts is turning into a Jonestown death cult. You know, they're all at each other's throats, etc. And there's been a big controversy about the website, and they didn't have the candidates. Any candidate who disagreed with Jim Lyons was not on the list of candidates that were running in the legislative elections until yesterday. They said it was an oversight. So this guy Sean Dooley, he's a state rep, he's running for the Senate seat in the Needham. South Wellesley District, where I live, when I'm up there, he wasn't on the list because he wasn't on the website because he's a legitimate candidate. He's got a chance probably the best chance of any non-incumbent of winning, but he wasn't on the list. But there was this guy named Russell Protentis that was on the list because he's a friend of Jim Lyons. I call him now Jim Jones, Jim Jones Lyons, And so he's not really a serious candidate. He's got like $350 in his account, $100 of which he loaned to the campaign. But he's on the list. Sean Dooley was not on the list until yesterday on the website. And Anthony Amore is of course not on the list. He's the state candidate. He's the state auditor candidate. But he's a friend of Baker's, and all these guys that hate Baker now, including myself. But you know, I'm not trying to keep people off the website and keep people off the fundraising. Well, he's not keeping them off the fundraising, but he's keeping them off the website. And they all these people sucked up to Baker. You know, I'm going to write about that next week. But first, I ran into this guy Protentis, and you know, I know the guy a little bit. He's not a bad guy, but he's on the list. He's got no money, and they've endorsed him, and he's been charged with open and gross lewdness. and annoying a person of the opposite sex. Apparently, he was at the Hanover YMCA on a Friday in July, and he was accused by, he went into the pool. He's not a member of the Hanover YMCA. He's a member of another YMCA. And so he went into the pool, and this this woman, 55 years old, was swimming with her daughter, who's 27. And she accused him, this guy, the Senate candidate for the Republican Party. He's a friend of Lyons and Jeff Deal. He's a contributor to Jeff Deal, too. The woman, the mother stated that when she was done swimming, she went towards the ladder, and the male party, this is Protentus, this I'm reading now from the police report, was looking at her while standing there in the pool. She stated she immediately noticed that the man had pulled his ding-a-ling out of the top of his bathing suit and was blatantly exposing his ding-a-ling, as Chuck Berry would say, to her and anyone else who might be in the area. She stated she was shocked and that it clearly appeared as if the male party was doing this intentionally so that she and everyone else near the nearby would see. So then again, we go on with the narrative in the police report. So the staff, she went to the staff, the mother went to the staff, the 55-year-old woman went to the staff, and the staff questioned the male about what had happened. He, meaning the Republican candidate, Jim Lyons' friend, Jeff Deal's friend, did not admit to exposing himself, but stated to staff, quote, "This could ruin my career," unquote, and indicated he was running for political office. When asked his name, the male party first said it was Thomas Peterson. Thomas Peterson. And that he was a member of the Middleborough YMCA and a public official. A public official, okay. Right. After staff was, again, I'm reading from the police report, and this is posted. We tweeted this out earlier, and you can read my column tomorrow. If you're a subscriber to the Herald, it's already up. You can read it on the site tomorrow. But you can read the tweets tonight, and you can read the actual police report if you want to download it. After staff was unable to find a record for a member. Is that the right? Come on, cops. That's not the right. For a member by that name. That would be Thomas Peterson. The male party now said his name was Jack Price, and he was a member of the Quincy YMCA. So he's gone from being Thomas Peterson at the Middleborough YMCA to Jack Price, a member of the Quincy YMCA. Staff was also unable to find a member under that name. The manager of the YMCA informed me they asked the male party to leave, and he did so without incident. So then they got the surveillance video of the Republican candidate for the state Senate. He's running against Mike Rodericks. And they post it on the Hanover PD website, BOLO. Be on the lookout for. And so I called him up today, and I said, I called up Jack Protentus, Russell Protentus, because I know him. I'm getting confused all these names that he gave. And I said, why did you give two fake names? Is that true? And he said, well, yeah, it was Friday afternoon, and I saw this thing could go sideways. So I decided I didn't want to get arrested and spend the weekend at the Plymouth County House of Correction. He said, I knew it'd be easier to deal with if I didn't have to work a payphone in the jail. I thought that was a reasonable thing to think, but I mean, you know, the guy's a public official in his own words. He's a statesman, a GOP statesman. And so they put the thing up, and so he's a member of a church in Lakeville. That's where he lives. And so this was Friday afternoon. Tuesday, he gets a call from a member of his church saying, "Hey, Russell, do you know the cops are looking for you?" And so he's been arraigned now. He's been arraigned. And he's going to face, I guess, his next hearing, maybe even a trial in Hingham District Court on November 1st, which is 5 days before the election. So think about this. Anthony Amore, who's totally legit, he can't get mentioned on the website. And, you know, Sean Dooley, who's totally legit, state rep, he couldn't get mentioned until he complained about it on Facebook. But Russell Pretentious, who has no money, is broke, and is going to apparently stand trial for open and gross lewdness. He's on the website. They don't have any problem with this. 844-500-4242. That's your Massachusetts State Republican Party. 508, why didn't this clown learn from the perv in the Prius? My name is Marty Walsh. You know what? That's a good point. Remember Jim Marzilli, the state senator from Arlington, who was, I think he was arrested in Lowell, or he was they lugged him in Lowell after he exposed himself, and they said, who are you? And he said, my name is Marty Walsh. That's a good point. I wish I thought of that to put in the column. Don't these people learn from the great historical figures of yesteryear? Jim Marzilli, the perv in the Prius. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of all his patients. When you have a smile that you are proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes so much easier. I keep saying this, it's a cliche, and it is, but you only have one chance to make a good first impression, and that's what a smile is all about. If you've been procrastinating going back to the dentist's office for a couple of years now, don't wait any longer. The longer you postpone going back to the dentist, the more of a headache it's going to be to get your mouth back in working order, whether all you need is a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or you need more elaborate work. Perfect Smiles is the place to go. It's the best dental office I've ever been to, and I think you will agree when you go there that it is the best dental office you've ever seen, from Dr. Houghton right on down to the dental hygienist, from the people that are greeting you when you come into the office. Everybody is top-notch. It's a new season, and you have the opportunity to make fall 2022 the time for a new you. Have you thought about Perfect Smiles for years but never called? This year, take care of yourself. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3, and they have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Here you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now, you could save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
How often have you been to the movies lately? At least once a year, a few times a year, maybe once a month, or I can't remember the last time.
I can't remember the last time.
78% say they don't know when the last time was. 13% say at least once a year.
All right. Thank you. 844-500-4242. By the way, Russell Pretentious denies that he did anything untoward. He admits he gave two fake names to the authority. That's always a good sign, you know, when you're trying to prove your innocence. But he says he was just trying to avoid getting lugged immediately. And, you know, he's got a point. He used to be a federal cop, so he knows whereof he speaks. I wouldn't want to spend the weekend at the Plymouth County Jail either. Whitey spent a lot of time there, you know. A lot of people I know spent time there, actually. 844-500-4242. 603 says, I take my children to the Hanover Y for swim lessons weekly, and although it's generally a safe family place, there are a handful of creepers that hang around people watching, especially by the jacuzzi and sauna. Well, I think he was in the jacuzzi earlier, and then he went into the pool area. But he says he didn't do anything. It's weird, though. His, you look through his Facebook page. He's in front of the White House. Doesn't he look like a little bit like Joe Biden, Taylor? A lot of people are saying that underneath the tweets, and they're also saying that on the Hanover PD Facebook page, aren't they?
Yeah, especially the surveillance photo of him going into the Y. It kind of looks like Joe. Joe's brother, who looks a lot like Joe.
He's into red, and I shouldn't be saying that since I'm wearing the red Make Gas Cheap Again t-shirt, but the picture on his website, he's in front of the White House with his thumbs up. He's got a red long sleeve shirt on. In the surveillance photo, he's got a red t-shirt on, and in the police report, the narrative, he's got red bathing trunks on. So he's a red-blooded American, you might say. 917, what's funny is if he were a tranny walking around the locker room, nothing would happen to him. Yes, that is correct, sir. This is the America that we live in. 844-500-4242-919 says, what is that, this opposite sex? Do explain, Howie. You know, you have a really good point about that. That's the statute that they're citing, the cops are citing, that annoying a person of an opposite sex, what the hell does that mean? Speaking of that, I'm going to take some calls here in a moment, but this is a good segue into this. There were some arrests today in Woburn. Some Brazilian or Brazilian-American restaurant owners were charged with human smuggling. They were there with bringing people in and then making them Brazilians and then making them work in the restaurants. I have the charging documents. I didn't have time to read them. They only came over as the show was starting. I'll read them tonight. I think there's some good stuff in there. But anyway, I'm reading the thing, and you know Rachel Rollins is the U.S. attorney, and you know you can't say Dominican national in the headlines anymore. You can say Lebanese national or Belgian national, but you can't say national of color, basically, is what it boils down to. You know, she won't allow that in her office. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I just noticed that there are no more references to Dominican national, Haitian nationals. So Marcos Chacon, also of Woburn, was charged with knowing transfer of a false identification document, knowing that such document was produced without lawful authority and with illegal reentry by a deported alien. So I saw alien and I said, what? Alien? How dare you use the word alien? No Democrat uses the word alien. So the next sentence in the very press release where I thought alien in my head exploded, the word alien, in quotation marks, is used in this release because it is the language utilized in the statutes these individuals are alleged to have violated.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. So it is ma'am.
My question is, and this is a legitimate question, if it's in the federal statute, the criminal code, why can't you use it in the newspapers anymore? And you can't. You never see the word alien in my column because the wokesters or what's left of the Herald won't allow it to be used because they've been bullied into taking it out. You can read it on my website because I always put in illegal alien. What's wrong with the word? If it's in the federal code, there's nothing wrong with the damn word. 844-500-4242. Andrew, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Howie, how you doing tonight? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Good. I wanted to talk about Ukraine a little bit, and I understand your position that you think we shouldn't be in there doing anything, but way back when we disarmed them from their nuclear weapons, we made a deal with them, and we told them that we were going to protect them and not to worry about giving up their nuclear weapons, and they didn't want to do that, but we said, don't worry, if anything happens, we're going to be there to take care of you. Then Obama, just like he drew his imaginary line in the sand in Syria and didn't back it up, the same thing happened when they moved into Crimea, and we let that go. Then Trump came along,
and they didn't do anything, did they? They didn't do it, did they? So, they made a mistake, Andrew. They trusted us. Do we have to go to war because of that?
We don't, but we have to let them know that we're not going to stand for it, and they're not going to just be able to. I mean, he's saber rattling right now.
Yeah, but I mean, if you say we're not going to stand for it, you're saying you're going to risk. That's risking nuclear war. I don't. I don't think anybody really wants to go to war for Ukraine. That country is totally corrupt. Look at how many millions of dollars they've given to the Bidens. How much is the big guy getting out of all these billions that are going over there? The Ukrainian people, they do Man in the Street, and they say, where's the money? Where's all this money going? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 617 says, someday when the Earth is invaded by extraterrestrial aliens, Democrats will force us to refer to them as undocumented space travelers. This is classic, though, isn't it? You can't call them aliens. You know, nobody calls them aliens anymore, except on right-wing websites or talk shows like this one or this or our website. But yet, that's their legal title. Okay, 844-500-4242, 781. Good quote by Einstein. I know not with what weapons World War III will be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. I never heard that one. That is a good one. 844-500-4242, 508. Tell this caller, NATO also said we will not expand east, and look what happened. Bruce from the Met says, H, calm down. I can see the veins in your forehead. I just don't understand why people are so cavalier about this. You know, it's not like it's a big deal to just say to Russia that they can't do this when they have all these nuclear weapons. I mean, nobody wins a nuclear war. It's that quote from Einstein is perfect. 844-500-4242. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. But, you know, that's what Putin depends on, that we believe that he would use a nuclear weapon. So we kind of back off. But I'll tell you what. I didn't volunteer for Vietnam, no way. And if I was younger, I'd consider going over to Ukraine and helping those people. I just don't think, I don't care. Every damn country on this globe has corruption. And we're the leaders. We do it the best. But, you don't let innocent massacres happen.
Well, we do let, but the fact is, George, we do let massacres happen. We let massacres happen here.
Oh, I know.
So why are we risking killing hundreds of millions or billions of people for some incredibly corrupt country that's taking all of our money and stashing it in probably in Miami real estate and Swiss banks?
In Biden's banks.
Yeah.
You think Biden's that rich?
Well, he's never had a real job, George, and he's worth millions of dollars. And, you know, they've never been able to find out where a lot of this money came from. You know, people have tried to analyze his income, and this money has just come in. We have the Hunter Biden laptop. He's talking about 10% here for the big guy, 50% there for the big guy. And, now there's a story out of Politico or The Hill, one of the Democrat organs saying that the White House is very concerned that Hunter Biden, once the Republicans take over Congress, they're going to do so many investigations that he's not going to even be able to run for re-election. Not that he can run for re-election, but he's in his dreams or in his fevered fantasies, he wants to run for re-election. Tonight, Hunter Biden's business partner, Tony Bobulinski, is going to be on with Tucker Carlson again. And Tucker, apparently, it's more bombshell, another bombshell interview. He's talking about how he ripped off all of his business partners. And that and Tony Bobulinski, according to what I've read today, I'm going to watch the show tonight at 8 o'clock. But he says that when he was being interviewed by the FBI, Jim Biden, Joe's younger brother, Uncle Jim, called him on his cell phone, Tony Bobulinski. I don't know what he said, but, you know, I assume it was dummy up. You don't know nothing from nothing. 844-500-4242. Christopher, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christopher.
Howie, I think cavalier was a perfect word to describe it. I've been to these countries in Eastern Europe, and I can promise you there are millions of unemployed Ukrainian men who are banned from leaving the country at the moment. The economy for Ukraine will collapse in the next few months unless the Westerners keep supporting it. So what are the Ukrainians going to do when the Russians mobilize and you have a completely moribund economy? And countries like Germany and the Netherlands and France, they're running out of munitions in addition to the U.S. running out of munitions to support these people. It's farcical what we're doing.
Forget about munitions. What about energy? You know, winter is coming.
Well, exactly.
What are they going to do?
Well, in Poland at the moment, Howie, considering that I've lived there, I went to university, I'm speaking with people. They've had lines, like Tucker was talking about, for people to stock up on firewood. This is not going to go well, and people think, oh, it's the moral thing to do. One of your last callers mentioned about how we can't allow a massacre to happen. 200,000 Yemenis have died in the last 2 or 3 years because the Saudis have been bombing them. Why is it Ukraine is the only thing that we're willing to risk a nuclear war for, when around the world there are 150 of maybe 210 countries in the world have authoritarian regimes that violate human rights every day, but we're right. Going after Russia and Ukraine. I don't understand it.
What about the open borders? 100,000 plus Americans, mainly young Americans, die of fentanyl overdoses coming across the southern border. I mean, is that a massacre? I think it could be defined
genocide.
As a,
what they're saying with the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Is it a genocide of America? I would say it's a genocide of Americans. If we're using that terminology. Look, I know the Russians are killing people in Ukraine. I'm not condoning it. But when they use the word genocide, if the Russians wanted to kill 3 to 5 million Ukrainians in the first 6 months, they could have actually done it. I'm not condoning civilian deaths. I never would. But the idea that this is a genocide on par with the Holocaust, which is literally what some people around here in Cambridge say, it's just utterly deranged the thinking. These people would have never picked up a weapon, most of them. And God knows, if you ever told them to defend the U.S., they would be the first people to turn around and say, we're not going to do it, but they want to risk sparking a war with a nuclear armed power with 7,000 nukes. I don't understand
if they're old enough, most of these people in Cambridge and other the People's Republics of Massachusetts and New England, they loved the Soviet Union. They were rooting for the Soviet Union. They loved it when they were sending money to prop up Cuba, prop up Nicaragua when the Sandinistas were running it. And now they hate Russia? I mean, does any of this make any kind of rational sense?
No, it doesn't, Harry. And you can still see people wearing Che Guevara T-shirts on Mass Avenue. I mean, it's not every day, but I would say every week or second week you will find one person, not always the same person, wearing the Che T-shirt. But if you told them to pick up a gun to fight real injustice, they would be the first people to turn away, go back to Starbucks, and order a pumpkin spice latte.
Right, exactly. You know, I remember, I've told this story before. When I was a kid, and Jerry Williams was the guy on BZ, later went to RKO, and he would, every night he would be on. And he got a call one night in 70 after Kent State and, you know, all that, all the riots and the college protests against the draft in Vietnam. And some guy, a World War II guy, called and said, I wish I could go to Vietnam. And Jerry said, why don't you go to Vietnam? If you want to fight, why don't you form an, you see, the guy was a construction worker, the construction workers were beating up hippies. And Jerry said, why don't you form a hard hat brigade and go? And all summer long, Jerry taunted this guy and all the people who said they wanted to fight in Vietnam, but they were too old. He said, how's the hard hat brigade coming? And I said it earlier when this war started. I said, you know, everybody's got these signs up and their avatars on their Facebook page and, you know, all these Ukrainian flags, blue and gold. And I said, where is the man bun brigade? All these people want to go to war. I mean, let them go. The Ukrainians would be glad to arm them. Don't be sending anybody else over there if you want to fight. Nobody here wants to fight, especially in the woke new U.S. Army, where you get to hear how terrible you are because of the color of your skin or the fact that you're not a transgender. Thank you for the call, Christopher. 844-500-4242. Gene, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, Howie. Hey, listen, you know, we hear Biden talking about sending $70 billion to Ukraine or Pelosi's talking about $300 billion to combat climate change to save the planet. We need to get rid of that term billion. We need to raise the awareness of just how much money that is. So instead of 70 billion, say 70,000 million, because people understand what a million is. When you talk about 70,000 or $300,000 million to save the planet from climate
change. Biden does that sometimes when he misreads the teleprompter, you know? He wants to tax trillionaires, too. He said that in public. He thinks trillionaires aren't paying their fair share. I want him to find a few trillionaires first.
Well, no, we don't want that because they'd tax them down to a millionaire. But get rid of this billion term. Get rid of the billion term. You know, instead of $5 billion going to the U.N., it's $5,000 million going to the U.N. Or like the James Webb Telescope, $10.5 thousand million to study the stars. You know.
Thanks for the call, Gene.
You bet.
Let me listen to that that cut from KJP again, where she says we're giving them nuclear assistance. It's
what you're seeing, the $600 million that we announced today of nuclear assistance, security assistance.
Nuclear, I know she's dumb as a rock, but even if you're an idiot, you can make a Freudian slip. You know? That's disconcerting for her to say nuclear assistance, isn't it? 844-500-4242. 917, not to mention Ukraine doesn't exactly have a stellar reputation when it comes to anti-Semitism. How about the guy that had the Nazi symbol on his tattoo on his arm? And he went to Disney World and they had to cover it up before they gave him some award as a great humanitarian. You know, it's just crazy. 844-500-4242. You are right. Ukraine is a corrupt money laundering operation, says 617. But the former war protesters of the left are now war hawks, calling Ukraine the shining city on the hill. Yeah, but it's like Creedence Clearwater Revival used to say. They point the when they play Hail to the Chief, they point the cannon at you. They're not pointing the cannon at themselves. They're not picking up the gun. They're picking up the gun and giving it to you. And me and our kids. They don't want to fight. None of these people want to fight, but they're really into protecting Ukraine. It's amazing how things have changed. And again, the Republicans have never done nearly as much. I mean, George W. Bush exempted, but he's a rhino. The Republicans have never gotten the United States into as many foreign entanglements, as George Washington would say, as the Democrats. Remember, I was just watching something the other day in 1976, Bob Dole, when he was running for the vice presidency with Gerald Ford, he debated Walter Mondale. And he kept talking about the Democrat wars and over a million Americans dead in Democrat wars. And, you know, it was very partisan, but there was an element of truth to it as well. 844-500-4242. You know, you have a routine in your life. And like I said, my routine now is taking a walk at dawn after I go in have a quick dip in the pool as long as it stays warm in South Florida. And then I take a walk up to the Breakers for my free cup of coffee. And I you know what I like to do? I like to put in my Raycon Everyday earbuds for the...
So you don't hear them going, sir, you have to pay for that, sir.
It says the coffee is free in the lobby from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And I have several Breakers sweatshirts. And what more proof do I need?
So you have a disguise is what you're saying.
Yes, I do have a disguise. But I can't hear them anyway because, you know, you're right. What do I want to hear them for? I want to hear my music. Today I was listening to Low Budget by the Kinks. And I don't know what I'm going to listen to tomorrow. Maybe some Little Feet, waiting for Columbus. Maybe that's what I'll play tomorrow as I go. But it's my Raycon earbuds. That's what's important. Having a routine like everybody does, it's so important. It can make you feel productive or just bring you comfort through life's up and downs as you're drinking that free Java every morning. Even better, knowing you can take premium audio with you during your routine thanks to Raycon wireless earbuds. And now's the time to get them because this week you could save up to 25% on Raycon products. Raycon's everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three sound profiles to match whatever I'm listening to. Now I'm listening to old-style 70s rock. They feature noise isolation and awareness mode so I can choose to be immersed in sound or tune into my surroundings when I need to. I can listen while I travel or while I'm walking in the nice morning breezes at dawn. With optimized gel tips for the perfect in-ear fit, these earbuds are comfortable enough for all-day wear. And let me say, they do not budge. That's the important thing, isn't it? With Raycon, I can get 8 hours of playtime and 32 hours of battery life. And this is even better than the fact that they do not budge. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. No wonder Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 49,000 five-star reviews. This week, Raycon is celebrating its five-year anniversary with tons of amazing deals and special giveaways. You can save up to 25% across the entire site. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie, and right now, you can save up to 25% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to save big during Raycon's five-year anniversary sale. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn that microphone on. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. Russ Protetus, the guy who's been charged with open and gross lewdness and annoying a member of the opposite sex, just sent me a text. We live in the United States of America, innocent until proven guilty. Yes, I took a nice photo with you that day in my red shirt. And yes, I did have a terrific career, including the arrest of Sonny Bayona.
Is there anything else he wants to confess to?
Well, Sonny Bayona was a bad guy. He worked out of the Waltham Tavern. They were selling heroin, and it was a dive. It was a bucket of blood on Chaminade Ave. And he was involved in that. That was a good takedown. Tell people you read about my book he did write a book, and I gave him a blurb. I sent it in my column in the Herald tomorrow, and you can read it on the website, or you can read it tonight if you're a subscriber to the Herald. And I call it a fascinating memoir, and you can pick it up. He's not a bad guy, and he is innocent until proven guilty. I don't know what happened. 844-500-4242. 508 says, I love the idiots with the Ukrainian flag on their house, and on the other side of their house they have a gay flag. Hey, what's the gay rights in Ukraine again? Oh, that's right, they don't have any rights. That's how stupid the left is. 978, I saw an interview of two Ukrainians. They too are wondering where the money's going because they're not seeing it. They said food is scarce, water is scarce, and the streets are very, very dangerous. All that money is getting funneled back. Well, you know who it's getting funneled back to, or you suspect that. Someone wants to say, who was the state senator from Cambridge that said he was drunk, he was under house arrest, and he was getting drunk, and he said it was caused by toothpaste? Harvey's Bristol Gleam, we were calling it, Arm and Hammered. That was Anthony Galluccio. How soon they forget Anthony Galluccio. James, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, James.
Howdy, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
How's the weather in Florida?
It's groovy. It's fantastic.
I'm jealous. Listen, I just kind of wanted to just chime in here. I'm just so shocked by people today. It's like, I mean, even, you know, all the callers call in complaining about everything with the Biden administration, everything with the MSM, and their take on everything. Yeah, but on this, everybody's just fallen in line, and they're not questioning anything or asking, why do I disagree with them on everything but this? I mean, people just, and if they don't know, if they don't do their research, know the history, and at least know the history of this issue since the fall of the USSR.
I agree. And This is nothing to mess around with. You know, read up on the beginning of World War One. Everybody thought it was just, you know, a lark, a summer adventure. It wasn't. I'm Howie Carr.